Angela Cerbi for Fred Film Radio. We are in Torino at the 32nd Torino Film Festival, and we're here with a very important person to us, Federico Spalletti, which is the founder of this radio station, that is here with me to talk about a new project that Fred Film Radio is pursuing. It's called Fred at School. Hello, Federico.
Hello, good afternoon.
So what can you tell us about Fred at School?
Fred at School is a new European project that has been presented here in Turin a couple of days ago in a press conference about this new project funded by the European Commission, which is dedicated to attracting young audiences to cinema, actually, to European cinema. It involves 13 European partners. Four of them are universities. Then there are a number of festivals dedicated to young audiences, and we have a VOD platform, and we have a press officer, and Fred, which is the main applicant, the radio station that actually did develop this new project. That it's new for us as well, because we have this new trend about film education, and we decided that it was time to open a new channel, and we have a dedicated channel to film education. And most of the peculiar aspect of this project is that it will involve screenings at schools, secondary schools. The target audience is 14 to 16 year old. And at the same time, the students will be involved in the creation of radio contents in all the languages involved. In this first edition, we're going to have 8 different languages, and the students will follow lessons about film literacy in their language. These lessons will be discussed in the classroom, and then they will be asked to produce radio content, which will be broadcast in the different language channels we have. And then we are going to have, for each of the 4 films, a national program, and then an English program with the filmmakers as well taking part in it. And then at the same time, there is also a research conducted by the University of Barcelona about the level of film literacy in Europe, and in order also to show how the project is effective, so trying to measure the film literacy in the beginning and then at different stages of the project. So it's very complicated, very...
But it sounds really intriguing, exciting.
Yeah, I think it is. Of course, it's very demanding, because creating film literacy content for young audiences in many languages, but also keeping in mind that we want to have this content to be available also for the normal listeners,
yeah, general,
Fred, also for other kind of audiences. It's not an easy task. What I want to mention is also that everything will be accessible, so sensory disabled students will have the chance to take part in the project, because all films will be audio described and also subtitled for the hearing impaired. And so we have also a second level of audiences, which are the sensory disabled, but not only among the schools, also sensory disabled in general, because all the accessible content will be available on a dedicated app. So anyone in Europe, in those languages, will have the chance to see the film in the accessible versions. And also, in a way, the project goes beyond the schools also, because all this content will remain available. So we are going to broadcast it, and also it will be available in podcasts. So anyone who want, in a way, approach the European films will be.
And those European films that are going to be shown to the kids in this 8 schools and the 8 countries are chosen by you, or are films that are already been pre-selected by another institution?
Well, there is a scientific committee that actually chooses the films from the selection of the Lux Prize. The Lux Prize is a European Parliament competition that every year selects 10 European films, particularly interesting from the theme, and also of course the quality of the film,
and also the regional background.
It's a very renowned competition that has the particular aspect that the has the award for the first three films every year. They get subtitling in 24 languages, so it's a help for film distribution. And they don't get money; they got get subtitling.
Well, so which is as getting money, more or less.
Yeah, it is like that. So let me tell this. If we have any students who may be interested in taking part of the project between 14 and 16 year old, or any school or teachers that is particularly keen to deal and to represent or bring the project in their schools, we are looking for schools. Actually, the project will happen in two levels, meaning that the main focus is the project taking part in the schools, but also students where the whose school are not taking part in it can anyway be involved in a lighter way. So if you want to be part of this European project, which is a very European thing, meaning that all the screens will happen at the same time, you'll enter into a sort of a virtual theater all together in Europe on the same day, please just contact Fred FM
www.fredfm.
Fred Film Radio will be happy to involve you. And also, we are looking for young correspondents and reporters. So this could be a way to start
to create some create some of them. Okay, thanks a lot, Federico Spoletti, and for
Spoletti, the English way.
Yeah, no, we're two Italians trying to speak in English, so it's not exactly the right pronunciation. But anyway, thanks a lot for your explanation about Fred at School. It was Angela Cerbi for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider from the 32nd Torino Film Festival.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.